This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The nation celebrates its 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for a duration of around 90 minutes. We have a report.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories, central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts, including Rafale, Sukhoi 30, C-295, MiG-29 and Apache, among others. With Rishu Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Delhi police has issued a detailed traffic advisory to ensure the smooth conduct of the ceremonial parade and other associated cultural events. Kartavya Path will be closed for traffic until the parade ends. No crossing will be allowed in Kartavya Path between Vijay Chowk and India Gate till 2 p.m. today. In addition, C Hexagon near India Gate will remain closed to traffic from 9:15 a.m. onwards. Traffic on Tilak Marg, Bahadur Shah, Zafar Marg and Netaji Subhash Marg will be diverted from 10:30 a.m. onwards. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu also noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future. Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first, President Murmu said Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor.
Last year, our country launched precision strikes against terror infrastructure through Operation Sindoor. Terror centers were destroyed and many terrorists met their end. Our self-reliance in the field of defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor.
The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for 2026, comprising 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. Late Bollywood actor Dharmendra Singh Deol has been selected for the Padma Vibhushan posthumous in recognition of his remarkable contribution to the field of arts. The Padma Bhushan list features playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipati Ramasamy Palaniswamy of Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty of Kerala. In the sports category, star Indian batter Rohit Sharma and Indian women's cricket captain Harmanpreet Kaur has been chosen for the Padma Shri for their contribution to the game. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards on the eve of 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashok Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. The President has also approved 301 military decorations for the armed forces and other personnel. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the upcoming discussions of the two leaders with Prime Minister Narendra Modi would herald a new chapter in India-European relations. And in cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 of the 5-match series in Guwahati last night. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue have now taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. And with that, we end this news bulletin.